hear from everyone. We would love to, but we're going to try and maybe get a few newcomers or people that would like to say why they're here, why they've come. Yeah, maybe like four people we can put on stack, and if there's more, we can just, you know, pick out some people to come up and say something very concise. Would anybody like to get on stack to do that?
I guess we don't really need a stack if it's only one person.
My name's Adrian Ewell. I'll just start off with the first opening declaration. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal.
People!
And the first part is, you may remember what the first part is? When in the course of human events it becomes necessary. For one people. To dissolve the political bands. Which have connected them with another. And to assume among the powers of the earth. The separate and equal station. To which the laws of nature, and of nature's God, entitle them, a decent respect to the opinions of mankind. Requires that they should declare the causes. Which impel them to the separation. And so I therefore declare that we should separate ourselves from Wall Street with Glass-Steagall.
Anyone else would like to say something new?
My name is Ethan. I would like to suggest that we are not leaderless, but leaderful.
Anyone else who has been here for a while would like to say anything? Who wants to give a little?
I need the mic over here because
I'll bring it to you.
Handicapable over here. My name's Miron.
Miron.
Just for clarification.
If you're going to speak, we don't have to do the
mic. Flip it around.
I've been really proud. Of everything I've seen developing. In the last almost 2 weeks I've been here. I'm really happy to see us growing. And I look forward to one hell of a movement. Thank you. And yes, I said handicapable.
Hi, I'm Christy Miracle. And I'd like to suggest that if we don't move the meeting right now,
check it out because it's really beautiful and it describes exactly what we're doing here.
All right, maybe we'll take one more speak out.
Yes, sir.
My name is Jan Suter. I was first in a political protest in 1964 at the Republican convention here. After that, I was a draft resistor.
I was a draft resistor.
Good. I was in the anti-war movement for years.
I was in the anti-war movement for years.
I built a labor union.
I built a labor union.
I was part of the women's movement.
I was part of the women's movement.
What I want to tell you, is I'm officially passing the torch from my generation to you.
I'm officially passing the torch from my generation to you.
There comes a time when things are so odious. That you must take your bodies and
put them in the
bodies.
Put them in the gears.
Take a hold of the levers of the system.
Run afoul and bring it to a stop.
Now is that time.
Fantastic. Thank you, everyone. All right, we're going to move on to announcements. If you have an announcement to make, please come and get on stack or raise your hand and we'll put you on stack. Make sure you include when you make your announcement, your name, basically your group, whatever time we're discussing for whatever your announcement is, the location of the event, and if possible, a contact information so that people have it. Oh, and keep it concise if possible. Yes. Actual information.
Hi, my name's Liz. Do you need to use a people's mic or is this okay? All right. I just have a quick announcement from the legal working group. We are arranging a visiting time to see our arrested friend Purple on Sunday at 10 a.m. at 850 Bryant. It's the Hall of Justice. And if you want any more details, I guess, you can come find me. My name's Liz.
I have a few announcements. First announcement is that there is a fundraiser for someone who was arrested for providing water to people who were trying to escape over the border from Mexico, and they're dying in the deserts for lack of water. He himself is not a citizen, and he's facing deportation for helping with the water. He's been here since he was 13. The event is on October 29th, and you can find information at CorazonDeCondor.com. That's CorazonDeCondor, all one word, .com. To support him and keep in mind other people who are being persecuted for giving people water. That's my first announcement. Second announcement, I am leaving tomorrow to go to New Jersey, and I will be spending hopefully a few days at Occupy Wall Street. So I wanted to find out if we want to put together some message from Occupy San Francisco that I can personally bring to Occupy Wall Street. I don't know how that would happen within the assembly process. Third announcement, which I think will come up during discussion, is that we need to raise bail for Purple. And we have some more information on that. We need a vote tonight from the General Assembly for the money, but we'll be discussing that later.
Next on stack, David.
Lisa.
Be more careful.
Everyone, I'm Robin. Nice to be here, thank you. I was just given an announcement tonight from the site over there. If anyone here is in the outreach committee, is anyone in outreach committee here? Okay, one, two. I guess maybe if you could either see me afterwards or see Derek and Toast with the food, because we have an English teacher in San Francisco who would like to organize a high school field trip to occupy San Francisco. And may that be the first of many. So we've got all the contact information. It's for the outreach committee. Just see me afterwards or Derek and Toast. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Jerry from Medical. Wanted you to know that we've been receiving some comfort items like toothpaste, earplugs, that kind of thing. We have some over-the-counters. We could use Epsom salts and Benadryl. And gloves, more gloves, always more gloves. And we could also use a couple, three, four, anybody that's got any experience with any kind of first aid or wants to learn. We have some medical bags, and we're going to have a lot of people here tomorrow. It'd be nice to have people that are prepared. So please come see me sometime before the march. Thanks.
Peter.
Mark.
My name is Mark.
My name is Mark.
I've been organizing with the LaRouche Pack for about 5 years. And I wanted to hold a discussion after this meeting somewhere around here. Mainly focused on the Glass-Steagall policy, which is something that I think pretty much everybody wants.
I don't even know what it is.
Right. What is that?
And for those people who don't know what Glass-Steagall is, this is your chance to find out. So find me after this meeting somewhere
around
here.
Okay, any last-minute announcements from anyone who just walked up quickly? Phil, go for it.
Hello. There's a march tomorrow. At 3 o'clock. If you or any of your friends, have megaphones, please bring them. Thank you. Oh,
also,
if anyone would like to speak, over the megaphone,
during the march,
please contact me,
or anyone from the Direct Action Committee,
and we'll get that worked out.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to move on. I'm just going to quickly, there were no proposals voted on. Or consensed on yesterday at yesterday's General Assembly, but there was one on Wednesday that I'm just going to read. I'm just going to read it so that we all have what the proposal was that was consensed on. If you have any questions, we can find someone who was here or we can get more information, but it's not necessarily an open forum to discuss this proposal. It was consensed on. I just want to pass this information along because it was very important. So I'm going to read it right now. So, when sending out any communication from Occupy SF, as Occupy SF, it must be approved through consensus during General Assembly. Any communication from Occupy San Francisco should have a response from our three branches of legal counsel, the ACLU, the National Lawyers Guild, and Bellstar, specifically if it's in reference to discussions with the police or any other city officials. Or any documentation that's being spoken for the whole Occupy San Francisco. It needs to be approved by these three branches, whether written or in person. So that is the proposal. Any other questions or issues with that, please, we'll discuss it after. We can stay around if you have anything to discuss with that. So, just briefly. All right.
You should announce it. That's all we
have. It was brought to my attention that we're being watched by the people on the roof over there. All right, so we're going to move on. How are we doing? Everyone doing okay?
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to do some report backs from our fantastic working groups that are working fantastically in their working groups. Great.
Okay. Hello.